97.9 The Box is the Manhattan Morning Show. Director, writer, and producer Justin Simeon in the studio with us this morning. Has this great new movie called Dear White People. To me, when I saw the movie, by the way, I thought it was a great movie. Here it is. It took me back to college and reminded me how we felt when we saw the Spike Lee joints back in the day.
Wow, thank you, man.
It took
thank
me
you.
Back there. It had that kind of feel to it. It moved like that. I hope, actually, that a lot of young people go see the movie. I mean, old folks, us older folks, that's cool too, but I hope a lot of the younger folks really are attracted to your movie.
Second thing,
I saw the trailer in a movie theater.
Okay.
And let me tell you something.
Oh, Lord.
I was excited because of the reaction in the theater. And I went to one of those movies, let's just say, that predominantly it wasn't a lot of people that looked like Mad Hatter. Okay. At this movie. So when your trailer came on, because the first trailer that came on, it's laugh. Oh, you hear people talk, oh, I can't wait to see that one. Yours came across and it was total silence. And kind of like a, no, I'm being honest, I'm telling the truth. And it was kind of like a, let me see, you know, that one of those kind of tones. I'm like, oh, I love movies like this. Please let this be on the big screen. Talk to That's me about awesome. That. And was that your feeling going into this movie, because it pushes all these stereotypes that black people have of whites, that some whites have of blacks. It dealt with all, you know, mixed kids who come from, you know, parents who are black or white.
Yeah.
It dealt with all of these issues. When you go to a white school, do I have to be so militant? You know, all these things that you see when you first go to college.
Right. Yeah. I mean, you know, the idea of it was definitely to be provocative. I think especially like the title Dear White People, you know, it kind of gives you a little bit of a pause.
It does. It did. When they saw that, I don't think they were happy. I'm just saying what it felt like to me. But they were uncomfortable, but I was cool with it being uncomfortable.
But you know, it's a movie that's meant to sort of be challenging. I think like I would hate for people to show up to my movie and just, you know, let me just kick my feet up and you know, turn my brain off. It's not that kind of movie. You know, it's a movie where you go and you have to sort of think about it.
That's right.
And that's not to say it's not entertaining. And
it is.
You know, people are laughing in the theaters, and it's, you know, definitely a comedy, and it's fun. But it's also a movie about ideas and a movie about identity and, you know, all that kind of good stuff.
And all these things that you have, especially being a young person, when you're going through your developmental period. And a lot of people, their true development comes, I think, when you're young, when you get to go to college. And for the first time, you might be away from your parents.
Right.
And you can think for yourself. And you have to make decisions for yourself. And that's a pivotal point in many young folks' life.
Yeah, that's right. And it's also a place where you're kind of figuring out what your identity is. Like, who is it that you're going to be in the world? And there's so much pressure to do that your entire life, but particularly in college.
It is.
And, you know, when you're a person of color and you're walking in a space where other people don't necessarily look like you, you know, there's sometimes your identity is kind of chosen for you, and you have to spend a lot of your time kind of like, you know, trying to get out of that box, you know, before you can even get a chance to really be who you really are.
Did something happen to you to make you write this film?
I was born a black man.
That's a great answer.
That was Justin Simeon with his new movie, Dear White People. Go see it now. No, but you know what? Ultimately, that is what it is.
Yeah.
Obviously.
I grew up, you know, I grew up in Houston and grew up in an all black neighborhood. And, you know, I was part of like the magnet school program. So I was always sort of, you know.
You just can't say an all black neighborhood. What is the neighborhood? Tell us the neighborhood.
It was Lasalette Place. It is south of Third Ward.
Okay.
There's nothing but black folks, which is a beautiful thing. But I also, you know, I went to school. I went to like these magnet schools where I was one of, you know, fewer black people.
Right.
And so, you know, I found myself at a young age sort of like, you know, and I'd come back home and people would say, oh, you talk white or whatever. And I found myself always kind of like being too black for one group of people and not being black enough for another group of people. Mm. And I wanted to talk about that experience, you know, and I, you know, went to film school and, you know, worked in L.A. for some time. And that's, I'm always sort of the only representative, I guess, in the room. And I wanted to speak to that part of the black experience. But having said that, I also wanted to make a movie that anybody could sort of get something out of. And one of the cool things that we're seeing as we screen the movie, you know, we had a limited run, New York, LA, Atlanta, DC, is that, like, we're packing, you know, these movie theaters with people of all races, and they're having conversations that they've always been afraid to have with each other. Mm-hmm. And it's actually a really, it's a really cool thing, because, you know, as provocative as the title is, the movie is actually, you know, everyone is kind of put through the, you know, kind of held to task. And
it is.
And it's cool to see people have these conversations.
On a college campus, in life, there's all these different groups that you see, and you explore that as well in this movie with, you know, in college, you know, you got these group of kids, the math club, this clique, that clique. The movie deals with all that. I think you did it, you know, because there were so many different ways you could have told this story.
Right.
And could have easily fell off track, but you didn't, you know.
Thank you,
man. And I thought it was a really great movie. Like I said, I hope that a lot of the, you know, young kids see it. And I think, because I think a lot of times people don't think that racism exists anymore. Especially with this new millennial group that you're a part of.
Right.
They don't think y'all see colors no more. They when you use the N-word, nobody's offended because everybody can sing the Jay-Z song.
Well, you know what it is, though? People are secretly offended. That's how it, that's how it works now. It's like, you won't say anything at the time, but you go home and you feel some kind of way. The thing is that, like, you know, this idea of being colorblind is tricky, man, because I think some people say that they're colorblind because, you know, they want to, you know, put out to the world, I'm not a racist person.
Mm-hmm.
I don't sort of, like, choose friends and all that and like, stay away from people because of their race. And that's all well and good. But if you're colorblind, then you're blind to the fact that people of color are having a different experience than other people in America. And I think that that is still true. And maybe for, like, the millennial generation, it takes longer to figure that out. You know, I figured it out, you know, in elementary school that I was a black man.
Mm-hmm.
And that meant that I didn't get invited to certain birthday parties and I was looked at a certain way as a kid.
That's right.
You know, and I think maybe it takes people till middle school or maybe sometimes till they get into the workforce to realize it. But, you know, being a person of color, I mean, you're walking through the world, you know, in a different way.
But they say sometimes because of that, you're just being a little more hypersensitive and you're seeing and feeling things that really don't exist.
Yeah. I mean, that's nice for them to believe, you know.
So my question, has your color helped you as far as filmmaking? Have you got any advantages being black?
I mean, yeah, I think just having a unique point of view, you know, like I have something to say that I think is different than the mainstream. It also makes it a lot harder because, like, when I took this script to the studios, and, you know, they looked at it and people really, really liked it. And we had a concept trailer that went viral on YouTube before I even ever made the film. So we had, like, an audience. We were ready to go. We had raised a little bit of money. And the thing that they said was, like, oh, but this doesn't really look like what the black movie that came out last year had made money. And, you know, I feel like a white filmmaker telling a story, you know, about their upbringing or their point of view doesn't run into that because there's plenty of movies with white people in them that made, you know, all kinds of money in different ways in the year before. But my movie had no comp, really, outside of, you know, you were talking about, like, School Days and, like, Hollywood Shuffle and movies that, you know, were 20, 30 years old.
Yeah.
And so in some ways it's great because I, you know, I have this unique point of view. I can speak to identity in a way that's specific that isn't often told. But the other side of it is that it's often not told, you know.
And coming from Third Ward, how does a kid have a dream to be a film producer to make films?
It was like one of those things that, I mean, I have to tell you, like, I just feel like I came into this world and that's what I was supposed to do. Because I remember being a kid and just the minute I realized it was somebody's job to, like, make the stuff that I watched on TV and make the stuff that I went to the movies to see, I wanted that job. I just wanted to be whatever that was.
Wow.
Yeah.
How'd you pursue that from, you know, being from Houston?
You know, it was hard because there really wasn't, like, a tradition of that in my family. And, you know, my mom, like, being a good, you know, middle class black woman, was like, you better get a job with benefits.
So, my mom too.
Yeah. So, you know, but we found a way, you know, and I went to the high school of performing and visual arts, and that was, like, a big moment for me. You know, I studied theater there. And really, like, got to figure out what kind of storyteller I wanted to be and what kind of human being I wanted to be. But I feel like Houston is, like, a really culturally diverse city. Like, I saw great movies and I saw great theater and, you know, we went to museums and we had, like, I was always inspired as a kid by different things growing up.
And
even if I couldn't, like, afford to, like, you know, get a camera and, like, make a movie at 15, like... Yeah.
But did you already have the game plan knowing where you was going to go to school and whatnot? And when you did finally tell your mother, this is what I'm going to do and this is the school I want to go to, was she like, baby, you're going to need some back. You need a backup plan.
There was always a backup plan conversation, you know. Okay. But I went to a school called Chapman University for film school. And it was a combination of, like, they gave me money so I could afford to go there.
Right.
And it was close to L.A., you know. And, mm-hmm. and everyone knows, you know, if you try to get as close as you can to L.A., if you want to break into film. So, but she was always really understanding. I think
was there ever an ultimatum?
There was
like,
never,
you better make it or else?
No, there was no ultimatums, but it was definitely, you know, I think my mom tolerated it, but cautioned me to sort of be very careful. But then when the trailer hit and she saw, like, she saw how many people were hyped about the movie, mm-hmm. and, you know, CNN had me on, and this was all before there was even a movie to be hype about. It was just, like, the idea of the movie. Mm-hmm. Then I think she like, really, really got it. It was like, baby, live your dream.
My son is a director.
Yeah, exactly. And you should see the man. We screened it last night. My mom had the Dear White People t-shirt on. She had the Dear White People button. She was walking through the hotel lobby like, what? And I was so awesome.
Speaking of that, what 5 films do you think young black males should see, or anybody?
You know, I'm inspired by the Spike Lee, especially the first 3. You know, She's Gotta Have It,
okay,
Good Thing in School Days. I also am a big fan of Election and Fame, you know, movies about kids sort of in the school experience trying to figure it out. And I'd have to say, like, those are probably movies that really influenced me on this one in particular.
Are you a big music fan as well?
Or I am.
What's your go-to artist or group?
Oh, man. Okay, so this is not a cool answer, but it's just the truth. I'm a huge Michael Jackson fan.
Oh, that's a great answer. That's always a good answer.
I can listen to Remember the Time all day, though, and I feel like it's a problem.
You might need to have an MJ specialist, but you say Michael Jackson, I don't think any of us will sit here and say that's bad choice.
That's my go-to, man. You know.
What about hip-hop?
I love hip-hop.
What's your favorite? What's your go-to rap artist?
I don't know if I have a go-to, but I really, you know, I dig Drake, and I'm a big fan of Jay-Z and Kanye, and I guess that's not really, like, a good answer.
I feel like it's your answer.
I feel like that's the easy answer. No,
if that's your truth, though, you gotta, as you are a writer, yeah, that's your truth. That's your truth.
Okay, it's 5 years later, you're a big-time producer. Who is the first star you gonna, I gotta have her? Who you gotta have? It's like, what's that star you have to work with?
I'm excited about Lupita right now. Like,
okay,
I'm really excited about Lupita and what's going to happen with her career. I think she, you know, brings something really new and interesting, you know, to Hollywood. And I don't know. I'd like to see what she's doing next.
Back to your movie, Dear White People. There, Mac, you made me, I almost forgot this. I can't remember this young brother's name. Everybody hates Chris.
Tyler James Williams.
He is one of the main characters in this movie. We have to say that. He's one of the main characters in this movie. And I don't want to give too much away, because anything you say, because you played around with this a particular issue this character, but you did not allow the experience. You kind of like tiptoed around a certain experience with this director. And if you have not seen the movie, you're not going to understand it. So you should see the movie so you know exactly what we're talking about.
Oh, but I'm going to go watch
it. My goal is, why didn't you allow this individual to move forward in that particular area?
Because I wanted
to. I know
to,
we're talking real great. I know you're like, what the hell is he talking?
Like, yes, we are.
We're not supposed to do this on radio,
very, very
but
coded.
That's a reason for you to go see the movie. How about that?
I wanted to tell the story of what it feels like to kind of be in the middle. You know what I'm saying? And sort of like being afraid to sort of pick an identity that comes with all this other baggage from other people. And because that's a story that isn't really talked about. It really isn't told.
And what's interesting about that character, because he is on so many, he's a character like you. He's on so many different sides.
And then
he has this other issue as
well. He must be on the gay side this time.
I don't know, J-Mac. I can't say. You just see the movie and you don't know the answer. But let me just say, that is never really truly explored, whatever that is.
Yeah, because,
you know. And I like the way you did that.
Yeah, I mean, you know, sometimes people got things going on that they don't want to fully, like, explore themselves. And sort of, Hatta, do you want to talk about
that? Y'all should see the movies. I think it's pretty good, but I had to mention, I almost forgot him, because I think he's a pretty huge star for this movie.
And he's great, too.
And all the people in the movie that you casted, the young lady who's also the most the semi-militant at first, but she's biracial. I'm not sure of her name, but she's very powerful.
Yeah, Tessa Thompson.
Oh, you got the other brother from the Geico, not Geico commercials.
Dennis Haysbert, man.
I'm like, yeah, I'm like.
The president,
I'm,
black
yeah,
president
I should know all these folks' names. But they're all in the movie. There's some strong characters. The point I'm trying to make, some very strong characters in this movie. It's just not some run-of-the-mill movie. I'm really trying to stress that. And I think it's a really, really good movie. People should really go see the movie, man. Appreciate you did really well on it. Do you already know what you're doing next?
I am writing something new right now, and I'm attached to a couple studio projects that are really exciting. And honestly, I'm trying to get Dear White People on TV. I feel like it should be a show. I feel like we need a different world for our generation, and I think it'd be cool. So that's
good luck on
those
that.
Are things I'm working on.
But are they really ready to tackle? Because, you know, got to be a little humor in it, which the movie is.
Yeah.
But it's some real strong topics in this as well. You sure?
I think TV's ready for it, man. Okay. We got like crystal meth slinging on TV.
Right.
I feel like I feel like we can go there. You know, we got Blackish holding it down on ABC. I think there's like a cable.
I like the little Blackish.
There's a cable version of this show that I think would be really cool.
Well, good luck to you on all that stuff, man. It's great to see somebody out the H-Town do real big things like this, man.
Third one!
Justin Simeon is his name. The movie is called Dear White People. They can see it now.
That's right. October 24th, we're everywhere, including Houston, especially Houston.
That's right.
And I'm very excited.
Y'all go see the movie, and good luck to you, bro.
Thank you, man. Appreciate it.